This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. This morning in the Mojave Desert east of Los Angeles, the world's first privately financed spaceship, Spaceship One, successfully flew to 368,000 feet above the Earth. It won the Ansari X Prize, a $10 million global contest that was to boost the development of aircraft that are capable of taking ordinary people into space. Joining us now is day-to-day technology reporter Shenny Jardin, who was at the first of these two scheduled launches, which took place last week. Shenny, contest rules required that Spaceship One successfully complete a second flight within 2 weeks, yes?
That's right. The ship had to make it up past the edge of space, that's 100 kilometers or about 62 miles, and then back down to Earth two times within exactly 2 weeks. The craft had to carry a pilot and two passengers, or their equivalent weight. It was built by aircraft designer Burt Rutan, funded by Microsoft's billionaire co-founder Paul Allen. And the ship's other sponsors included the Virgin Group of companies. Their founder, Richard Branson, wants to build a space tourism company now called Virgin Galactic. The XPRIZE itself is only a $10 million payout, but Allen invested more than $20 million. So that really tells you that there's more going on here than just a competition for a cash prize.
It's not about the money. So now the site of both of Spaceship One's launches, this Mojave Airport, it's now the country's first, I can't believe this, it's the first FAA-licensed spaceport.
There you go.
I mean, that's something, isn't it?
This is the age of the Jetsons, I guess. So the place has a lot of historic significance going back in time. There are private test flights going on constantly, and it has a lot in common with some of the other areas of the country like Houston and southern Florida that we identify with the space research. But there's rich history there, too.
And you found a group of people there last week who are conservationists for the history of the area already, and at the same time, it's transforming itself. How does that work?
Exactly. I met a man named Major Greg Frazier. He's an aerospace historian who runs an organization called West Mojave Aviation Archaeology. They work to preserve historic crash sites. Here's a little bit of what he had to say.
Florida got all the recognition for, you know, the Mercury, Gemini, and Apollo missions, whereas here is more recognized for aircraft achievements as opposed to spacecraft. However, the X-15 program was in fact a spacecraft, so there is some spaceflight history here. And now, with the advent of Spaceship One, there's a whole lot of history here.
So among the sites out there is one where an Air Force pilot named Michael Adams lost his life in 1967 during one of those X-15 research flights. So this man was the first American astronaut to die during a space mission. That craft actually had a lot in common with Spaceship One. The X-15 reached altitudes of about 340,000 feet. Spaceship One obviously exceeded that today.
Yeah. So who is this Mike Adams guy, the pilot who is flying that X-15?
Well, it's interesting to consider the fact that he chose that mission. It was a joint NASA Air Force mission. He chose to do that during a time when the country's attention was really focused on the Apollo mission and other kinds of space exploration.
Going to the moon.
Colonizing space. But his story, the way that he lost his life, is that plane was coming back into Earth's atmosphere. The ship disintegrated. You know, that reminds us that there is a human cost to this development. This is risky business. The XPRIZE competition's founder, Dr. Peter Diamandis, he told me earlier this year, he said, it's not really a matter of whether or not someone's going to lose their life in this current burst of effort around space tourism. It's really a matter of when.
Day-to-day technology contributor Shenny Jardin. Shenny, thank you.
Thank you, Alex.